we thought it might be fun to put together another installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. It's a review of what we got done on our morning show, our highly acclaimed morning show. Number 3 in a market that only has 3 morning shows.
Little song, little dance.
And?
Little seltzer in your pants.
I love it. Here now, submitted for your approval, Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. And we'll begin, Darren,
with... How about number 1?
I like this one.
Number 1.
1.
Number 1. Number 1.
If you're planning on going to Vegas and have an Elvis wedding, you might want to get that done sooner rather than later. Because the people that own Elvis's likeness are shutting it down. ABG, the Authentic Brands Group, controls Elvis's merchandising. They control the trademarks for Elvis, Elvis Presley, and the King of Rock and Roll.
And they've had it with the weddings?
They're telling these wedding chapels all over Vegas that these Elvis weddings are an unauthorized use of Presley's name, likeness, voice, image, and other elements of Elvis Presley's persona.
Since when?
Since day one. They were told that if they didn't stop by May 27th last week, that they would be seeking legal action. And the president of Vegas Weddings and Viva Las Vegas Weddings is saying that this would be damaging to the Elvis wedding industry. Melody Willis Williams says, most of us are small businesses.
This is harmful to my doctor.
We're up against a superpower with a lot of money, and it could kill us in lawyer fees to fight this. Elvis weddings have been synonymous with Vegas ever since Viva Las Vegas, in which Elvis has a Vegas wedding, right? You ever seen Viva
That's
Las Vegas?
That's where it all started, huh?
Yeah. So people saw that movie and thought, well, we should get married where Elvis got married. So now they're saying, that's it. We are not going to let you do these Elvis weddings anymore. If you want to get married by Elvis.
Elvis actually got married in one of his movies?
In Viva Las Vegas, yeah.
Anne Margaret? Or who's getting married to in that one?
Oh, gosh. It's a 1964 motion picture, Darren. And it does star him and Anne Margaret. Or Anne Margrock, as I knew her. She would be the one that he would get married to, right? Hey, Anne Margaret. Hey, Rusty. You're a sexy swimming instructor. Let's get married, baby.
I don't know about the whole idea of having the Elvis character get married.
I'll tell you this. If there's a movie from 1964 in which Anne Margaret is playing a swimming instructor, I'll be looking this movie up. That checks a couple of boxes for me. His name is Lucky Jackson, and he goes to Las Vegas, Nevada to participate in the first annual Grand Prix race. It's inaugural, by the way, not first annual.
No.
That
no
drives
such,
me crazy.
No, there's no such thing.
Exactly. His car is in need of a new engine in order to compete in the event. Lucky raises the necessary money in Vegas, but he loses it when he's shoved into the pool by the hotel's young swimming instructor. Oh, man, I had all this money on me, and then Anne Margaret threw me in the pool, and I lost all my money.
I got rolled at the pool.
So then Lucky has to work as a waiter at the hotel to replace the lost money to pay his hotel bill. And then he enters the hotel's talent contest in hopes of winning a cash prize that'll be big enough to pay for his Grand Prix car engine. Oh, man, I don't know what else I'm going to do for money. Well, we're having a talent contest.
Oh, man, that would work out great,
man. That's convenient.
I had all the money, but then I lost it in the pool.
How did you lose the money in the pool?
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, man, those suction, man, those vacuums, man. All my cash went into the damn filters, man.
Filter.
That is damaging.
So he makes all this money, and then Anne Margaret throws him into the pool, and he loses the money.
I don't know, man. All I know is when I came out of that pool, I didn't have any money.
Stupid premise.
So while he's working at the hotel to make the money to get the new engine for his race car, he also tries to win the affections of Rusty. That's the swimming instructor at the hotel. Because, you know, when you're in Vegas, if you don't know how to swim, they'll teach you. That's something that every hotel has.
Yeah, they provide that.
Yeah, well, I'm here to teach people how to swim. His main competition arrives in the form of Count Elmo and his Ferrari.
Count Elmo?
That's right. This sounds like I'm making this up, but I'm reading here from the official summation of the movie Viva Las Vegas. Count Elmo attempts to win both the Grand Prix and the affections of Rusty.
Who plays Count Elmo?
Cesar De Nova.
Okay.
Plays Count Elmo Mancini. Tell you what, man, that Count Elmo, he's bad news, man.
I figured it was Bill Bixby or someone.
William Demarest plays Rusty's dad.
Uncle Charlie?
Yeah. Oh, no, Elvis, you can't date my daughter. You got your greasy hair. You lose all your money in the pool.
Grease spot.
So Count Elmo's trying to put the moves on Aunt Margaret, as is Elvis.
Yeah.
Rusty then falls in love with Elvis, Lucky. And
everybody falls in love with everybody. They've all been...
Hey, man, what do you say we get Count Elmo on here and make it a throuple, man?
We got dosed with ecstasy.
Well, I don't know, man. All I know is I went in that pool, came out polyamorous. I was like, sure, Aunt Margaret's great, but I'm not mad at William Demarest either, man.
I fell in love with that pool.
I want to get married.
I want to marry that pool.
Man, I tell you what, man. The filter is strong. You know what I'm saying?
Elvis, get out of the pool.
Man, give me a minute, man. I'm taking care of some things.
I'm in love with...
TCB, man. TCB over here, man.
I'm in love with everything.
Wow.
I'm going to marry that diving board.
Oh, man, I'll marry Aunt Margaret. I'll tell you what, man. I'll go out there and marry that... big sign in front of the casino. that big winking cowboy, man. Tell you what, man, he does it for me, man. That big neon cowboy, I'm going to marry him. I'm going to marry Aunt Margaret. And if Count Elmo wants in on it, man, who am I to say? We're out here in the desert. There are no laws.
The production here, the director was George Sidney, and he would later say that Viva Las Vegas was, quote, one of those cases where we had no script.
Yeah, kind of sounds like it. Kind of sounds like it.
But Sidney, the director, says, quote, originally it was something about an Arabian or something, but we turned it around and wrote the script in 11 days. We changed the whole thing and decided to do it in Vegas.
Oh, man, I thought I was going to play like a sheik or something, man. What am I now, a race car driver?
Harem scarab.
What the hell movie is this, man?
Which one is this?
What, is this the one where I get married to a pool? What the hell? What the hell is going on? I don't even know, man. So what I end up, I have all my money, and then I end up getting in the pool, and then all the money is gone. But I can't get mad at the girl who threw me in the pool, man. I want to marry her. But I'm worried I might lose her out to Count Elmo. That's an honest-to-God movie that people pay good money to see. Started this whole industry, weirdos getting married in Vegas, baby.
Well, if you're going to do it.
From the hottest spot on earth, bright light city, comes the hottest love news of the year. Elvis beats his love match. It's Marvelous Aunt Margaret. That ball of fire from Bye Bye Birdie. Together, they burn up the screen. In the swinginest, singinest, grooviest, lovinest entertainment sensation it has ever been your luck to enjoy. Viva Las Vegas. An MGM production.
Viva Elvis.
In color.
And Margaret. Viva the excitement when these two let themselves go on a wild and woolly whirl through Funtown, USA. Yes, the sky's the limit for love, laughter, and those wonderful new sounds.
Okay, at this point, Elvis is flying Aunt Margaret around Vegas as the pilot of a helicopter.
I don't think that's safe.
I wouldn't do it, Ann. Don't get in that chopper.
He's got a death wish.
Oh, man, I probably shouldn't have taken so many pills, Ann. I'm going to need you to take the joystick for a while. I'm getting real sleepy up here. It's making me super lightheaded. What are you doing?
She loves.
There's a middle-aged man back there with a sports bra on.
It's 1964, man. People think these Beatles are going to take over. That's crazy, man. Wait till everybody sees Viva Las Vegas. They're going to forget all about those mop tops.
Would you like to make a bet?
I said the lady loves me.
When this boy falls, he really falls hard.
So she throws him in the pool.
When the girl is seductive and Margaret.
Goodness, Aunt Margaret, what are you doing?
I met a nice old man.
Kitten with a whip.
On the village green. I helped him cross the street into his limousine. Next day he sent the biggest brooch I've ever seen to show his appreciation.
Are we going to get married to Count Elmo or what? What the hell's going on here in this motion picture? I don't understand any of it, man. Count Elmo's in town, man. That's bad news or good news. I don't know. I haven't read the next page of the script, baby. I don't know what's going on.
Well, that's a shame that you can't get married by Elvis anymore. Or if you do, if that's something you want to do, do it before the lawyers get involved. Viva Las Vegas. The scene where Presley sings Viva Las Vegas is performed in one single unedited shot.
Nice. Way to go, E.
You ain't getting another one, man. Just roll it, man. I got things to do. We gotta get the hell out of here, man. These pills aren't gonna take themselves.
No, the pills are not gonna take themselves.
Number two. I was hanging out Memorial Day weekend with a bunch of my college buddies, and we're at that age now where everyone was sharing their colonoscopy stories.
How many are champs?
How many are over the age of 50?
Yeah.
I would say the majority
of. Are you the young one?
There's at least one guy that's younger. My buddy Matt was born in December of 72.
Okay.
So I think I'm the second.
Have you had one of those yet?
No. And my buddy, who's a physician, was really riding me because he's like,
easy.
They've changed it to 45. It used to be you're supposed to get it when you're 50. And he said, well, they've changed it to 45, so you really need to get that done right away.
See, now I had my first one when I was 40 because I gave the doctor faulty family history.
Not on purpose, though.
Not on purpose.
You thought that you had a family history of colorectal cancer, or?
Yes, and I didn't.
Yeah. And see, this group of friends, we lost a buddy years ago to colon cancer.
Very young.
Out of nowhere, he had like a stomach issue, and then the next thing you know, he had stage 4 colon cancer, and a year later, he was gone. So that is something I need to get that scheduled. I need to make that happen this summer. Remind me to do that.
Okay.
Would you?
Yeah, hold on just 1 second. I am going to get my Palm Pilot out.
Buddy was telling me that he was doing it, and every one of them that has had it done had said it was easy, no big deal.
Yeah.
And I know you've had it done a couple different times.
I think 3.
My buddy Rick was saying that when he did it, they didn't even put him out.
Well, I didn't go under the last time I had it done, I was awake the entire time.
They told him, you'll be awake, but you won't remember it.
No, I remember it.
Yeah, and he said he remembers pretty much most of it. But he was describing, you know, the prep work that you have to do.
Yep.
And he said afterwards, he was so hungry.
Sure.
That he hadn't had McDonald's in forever. Uh-huh. Like a number of years.
Yeah.
And he was so hungry, it was like, that's what I want.
Probably
that's
the first, what I'm getting. First place he probably drove past.
I think you're right.
And it's like, oh, yeah, that'll do.
Or the first place that his driver drove him past, because you're not supposed to drive after a colonoscopy.
No, that's true.
But it was like, there, that's what I want. And he said it, he ordered it, and he just was like, I can't believe I'm eating McDonald's, but this is what I'm doing. Like, it had been years and years.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, no, this is what I want. And he said as he was eating, he's like, oh, this is garbage. But it tastes so good. Oh, but I can't believe I'm doing this. I bring that up because I didn't realize this is something you can do. This is a food hack that is getting a lot of traction.
Mm-hmm.
You can level up your hash browns at McDonald's.
You can do what?
Level up your hash browns. They say that when you order your hash brown,
yeah,
ask for it well done.
Ah.
It's an industry secret. But if you order your hash brown well done,
yeah,
they'll be the crispiest hash browns you've ever tried. You can take your hash browns up a level when you order with this clever hack that takes advantage of one of the big selling points for eating at McDonald's, and that is their industrial fryers.
Burn it.
Ask for well done with your hash browns when you place your order, and you will get, it says here, a game-changing crispiness that you never knew you needed.
Now, you're also supposed to ask for your fries without salt, right?
That's if you want to get the freshest fries possible.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Although I think that's like a trick that you do, and I feel like they see through that anymore.
Well, aren't they going to see through this taking your hash brown to the next level?
Well, no, that's not you tricking them to do something. That's you making a request. You say, I want my hash brown.
Well, you're also requesting that you have your french fries without salt.
Right, but you do that so that you get the freshest fresh fries, french fries.
As opposed to the ones that are already sitting there with salt on.
And then you already put the salt on for yourself. Yeah. I thought I read somewhere that trick about asking for them without salt doesn't work anymore.
So you won't get fries without salt?
Or they don't put the salt on anymore until you order it.
I find that hard to believe. I have to imagine they salt them as soon as they come out of the fryer. That's when it's going to adhere best.
You would think. I know that I read somewhere that they had gotten wise to this trick that people were doing. Because so many people were ordering fries without salt to ensure that they got the freshest french fries, that it was holding up the line. Mm. And that's not something that they can deal with, right? I mean, everything is engineered to make sure you're in and out as soon as possible.
Well, I mean, you could always have just two bins, unsalted and salted.
Maybe that's what they do. Maybe that's the secret. Here's a McDonald's worker saying that the no salt to get fresh fries is nonsense. They say the no salt for french fries hack is BS. First of all, you can just ask for your fries to be made fresh and we'll make the fries fresh.
Oh, there you go.
That's second cool. of all, you know we can just take the fries out of the thing and just put it back in the fryer for like 5 more seconds and it burns all the salt off.
You know we know that.
You know. We can just take the fries out of the thing, put it in the salt in the fryer for like 5 seconds and it burns all the salt.
But that's not what I'm asking for.
But that's what they do. That's it. She says the only secret is that you can customize any item on the menu and we'll do it. That's it. But this whole idea of asking for fries without salt, you're not as clever as you think you are. That doesn't really work. And that's the one hack that will annoy employees at McDonald's more than any other. Mm. And I don't know that you want to annoy people that are touching your food, right?
Or just standing around hot grease.
Just level with them. If you say, listen, I would like really fresh
Maybe that's
fries.
What I'll start doing is I'll start asking for specialized orders because I've never done that.
Mm-hmm. Like you can add a fish patty to your Big Mac if you want to. They'll do that.
But it probably costs the amount of a fish fillet sandwich, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're not gonna add stuff for nothing.
No, you're paying for the whole sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
I mean, they don't have a list where it's like, oh, that's, you know.
Right. You can customize.
$1.40 for just the.
The register, when you're ringing things up, there is an option to stress fresh fries. So this idea of asking for no salt so that you can put your own salt on because you think you're getting better fries, knock that off.
Well, maybe you really just you don't want salt on them.
Well, I know there's a lot of people that don't want salt on their fries because of blood pressure and other sodium concerns, and that makes sense too.
I hope that doesn't upset you.
What, me?
No, the person at the McDonald's.
Listen,
I'm not trying to upset anybody. I'm not trying to make anyone's day the worst day of work.
Listen, quit making jokes.
I'm not trying to make any jokes. I just want to know.
You can't change the rules just because you don't like my questions. I thought this was the adult tour.
Number three.
Guinness World Records. Every once in a while, we'll have a story about these. And more often than not, they're records where I think, well, I could do that. I'll see what the big deal is. Stacking seven M&Ms on top of each other. Yeah. If I had the time, I think I could pull that together. Seven M&Ms, one on top of another. The record was four until last year.
You say that you think that you could break these world records, but that's the only one you ever reference.
It seems easy enough to do.
So you should just say that that's the one you think you could beat.
I bet there's other ones that I could attempt. Well,
you can attempt all of them.
Here's a list of world records I could beat tomorrow. The current record.
Where are you finding these? Is this under
the Guinness Book of World Records?
No, is this under the headline of the easiest world records?
Yeah, it is. Most t-shirts you could put on in a minute. The current world record is 31. I could put on 32 shirts in a minute.
I don't think so.
Most sticky notes on the face in 1 minute. Current record is 58. I could do that. Fastest time to put 24 cans in a fridge. Current record is 9.76 seconds. I put 35 Coke cans in a mini fridge yesterday in like a minute.
No, you didn't.
I did too.
I'm not saying that you didn't put that many cans in the mini fridge. You didn't do it in a minute. You took your time.
Well, I mean, I feel like I could have gone faster. If I had some incentive, like a Guinness Book of World Record.
If you'd have known that was something.
Most.
Why is that even a record? Who cares?
Most tennis balls held in one hand. The current record is 26.
No, you couldn't do that.
Maybe I couldn't do that.
You could probably hold like 26 M&Ms in your hand. See, but that's not a record. It's just stupid.
Most saltine crackers eaten in 1 minute. The current world record is 10. I regularly do 12.
No, you don't. I love the idea that you think you do.
I bet I could throw 12 back in.
You're
going to
get pretty dry real quick.
I could do it. Fastest time to assemble a Mr. Potato Head while blindfolded. 16.7 seconds.
Do you have to find the Mr. Potato Head?
The rules are you can only use hands, and you have to attach all the included accessories in their proper anatomically correct positions.
But is the Mr. Potato Head situated right in front
of
you?
Sure, they put it right on the table. If they were able to get that done in 16 seconds, what do you think, it's across the room?
Well, I don't know. No. You got to go hunt around the place and find it.
Most CDs balanced on one finger. Current world record is 50. But you can't poke your finger through any of the holes on them.
Well, there's only one hole.
Well, but there's 50 CDs, that's 50 holes.
To leave your lover.
Finger has to be flat against the CD. I could easily put 50 CDs on one finger.
You do that all the time.
On one finger.
I do that all the time.
Stop it. This one.
I love the idea of world records. I do that all the time. No, you don't.
I could do that in my sleep. This one I wanted to share with you, though, is one that I would not be able to attempt.
And wouldn't have a desire to?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Gregory Foster is now in the Guinness Book of World Records. The record here is eating 3 Carolina Reaper peppers in 8.7 seconds.
Well, you're going to pay.
You think?
Would you like some Carolina Reaper peppers?
No.
We're growing them again this year.
That's exciting for you. That seems like it would give me a gut ache for a month.
It would, just looking at them.
Yeah. Guy did it back in December, but they have now finally verified that he ate 3 Carolina Reaper peppers
I'm not saying you couldn't get them down in 8 seconds, but that is asking for it.
The previous record holder for eating 3 Carolina Reaper peppers was a Canadian guy. Mike Jack is his name. He took down 3 Carolina peppers in 9.7 seconds. This new record is 8.7 seconds. The new
record. We're gonna have a lot of Carolina Reaper peppers this year. I should reach out to Chef Toby and see if he wants any, although I don't think he serves those.
The most insane detail of this new world record for eating 3 Carolina Reaper peppers faster than anyone in history is that he actually ate 6 Carolina Reaper peppers.
What happened?
His first attempt was disqualified because there was still pepper matter in his mouth after chewing and swallowing all 3.
So he did chew them.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
He eats 3, and then they have him open his mouth. They're like, there's still a little bit of pepper in your mouth. He's like, all right.
I'll do it again.
Give me 3 more.
I don't see how that's possible.
Load up peppers 5, 4, 5, and 6, if you please.
That's wild.
Uh-huh. Wasted no time before his second attempt. He tells the Guinness Book of World Records that he was already feeling the effects of the first round of peppers he had consumed.
I bet he was.
When he went through peppers 4, 5, and 6.
Boy, that would do a number on you.
Yeah. Here he is, going after it.
1, 2, 3, 4.
He got to swallow it all.
7.
Nothing in his mouth. He's going to, man.
That's going to be a situation.
Fastest time to eat 3 Carolina Reaper chilies, 8.7.
I can see where
seconds.
That would actually kill you.
Right?
That it might throw your body into so much turmoil that you don't survive it. Okay, you got the 3 peppers down, but now here comes the rapture.
Carolina Reaper pepper was created by an American pepper breeder named Ed Currie. And it's like 1.6 million on the Scoville scale. It's a hybrid of a ghost pepper and a habanero. In 2017, the Carolina Reaper was certified by the Guinness Book of World Records as the hottest pepper on planet Earth, overtaking the scorpion pepper from Trinidad.
That's right.
The thing about Carolina Reapers, too, is when you talk about the Scoville heat units,
yeah.
1.6 million is the average. There are some that have 2.4 million on the Scoville
scale.
Depends
on which pepper you get a hold of, huh?
Ed Currie, by the way, the guy who invented the Carolina Reaper, says that he is now working on a new pepper that's even stronger, and it has 3.1 million Scoville heat units. To what end? What are you doing that for? So like a...
We've got those... we've got them in olive oil.
Uh-huh.
Infused, so we've infused the pepper into olive oil.
Okay.
Boy, you don't need much of that olive oil, I'll tell you.
A pepperoncini, like the peppers that you get when you get your Papa John's.
Yeah.
That on the Scoville scale is
zero.
It's between 100 and 500. A bell pepper has a Scoville unit of 0.
Yeah.
0 for a bell pepper. When you get up to, say, a jalapeno... Jalapeno on the Scoville scale is 2,500 to maybe 8,000.
Oh, yeah. A fresh jalapeno? You're going to notice that.
Cayenne pepper is somewhere between 30,000 and 50,000. A habanero, 100,000 to 350,000.
Yeah.
These Carolina Reapers, like 1.4 to 2.2 million.
They're a pretty pepper.
Yeah, they look attractive enough.
Yeah. Bright red.
Yeah. So what do you think happened to this guy after he pounded 6 of these things?
Oh, my God.
I
can only... That's molten lava. That's,
right?
That's going to make its way out of him eventually.
Would you get ulcers from that, or... That's got to just burn a hole in your gut, right?
You would think.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, your banana peppers are like 0 to 100.
Mm-hmm.
Carolina Reaper is 193 times hotter. Jeez Louise. If you take a jalapeno, the hottest range of a jalapeno pepper, a Carolina Reaper is 193 to 290.
Yeah, we use the Carolina Reaper in some homemade salsa.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Yeah.
You don't need much in there.
That heats. Yeah, that's aggressive. So when you handle these Carolina Reapers that you're growing at your place,
yeah,
like do they burn your fingers when you touch them?
No, they haven't. No,
you gotta like.
I mean, they will suggest that you used gloves and whatever.
Yeah,
I've just basically tried just been careful and washed my hands. I haven't had any problems with them.
And wash your hands before you go to the bathroom.
Well, yeah, or Yeah.
No thanks. I don't think I could do this one. Most bungee jumps in a 24-hour period.
Oh, it would just rattle your brain.
Right? In 2017, Mike Hurd of New Zealand set the world record for most bungee jumps over 24 hours. 430. And now a Frenchman has made that look like nothing, beating that world record in just over 12 hours. After a 50-minute rest, 44-year-old François-Marie Dibon went on to rack up a total of 765 bungee jumps in 24 hours. Just wrapped up yesterday morning.
Does it say from what height?
I imagine it's each jump was off a 130-foot tall bridge.
Okay. 130.
Mm-hmm. The judge from the Guinness Book of World Records that was there said it was inspiring to watch each jump. 765 bungee jumps in a 24-hour period. One guy.
Made me want to throw up.
He did it in a Scottish town of Pitlochry. This Frenchman lives in Sweden. He thanked his support team from the Highland Fling Bungee. Quote, "They've brought me their energy, and that's kept me going to the end." He said he was surprised how quickly he beat the old record.
Wasn't that hard?
It was. I got that done in 12 hours.
Take that, Frenchman.
It was our objective to go high, but not that high, he said. We knew what we could do, but we never trained that much or for that long.
We really don't even train that much.
He averaged a jump every 2 minutes in the end. The only challenge was the expected cold and intermittent rain. Bungee jumping holds a special place in this guy's heart because it helped him overcome an immense fear of heights that he had well into his 30s.
I think you've overdone it.
His first bungee jump was 11 years ago. He has been planning for this record attempt for the last 5 years. I imagine bungee jumping is a thrilling thing.
How can you do that every 2 minutes? Doesn't make any sense.
Well, you jump, you dangle, they pull you up, you jump again.
Doesn't seem like enough time to get it done in 2 minutes.
Maybe they have, because when you bungee jump, the crew that puts that together is getting everything right. They must have had multiple rigs
for him to go. Right.
Like he'd get up and then run over, because this was done on a bridge. So I'm guessing that he would go from like one to another, so they made sure everything was safe. Because otherwise, yeah, I don't know how you could do this. 50-minute rest. That's all he did. And the rest of the time, guy's jumping from a 130-foot bridge. He says, "I feel great. I feel very happy." That's something else. Now his plan is to relax. He says, "My body deserves a lot of rest, so I'm going to do that. I'm going to celebrate with my team, of course, because they've given so much and really deserve this record, too. It's a collective record."
Don't you ever have to go back to work?
Yeah, well, 765 bungee jumps in 24 hours. As thrilling as it would be to bungee jump, wouldn't it get incredibly boring after, I don't know, the 200th jump? Wouldn't it just become a drag after, like, the 500th jump?
The thing about it is you can't become complacent. You could all of a sudden...
Right?
We made a major mistake.
Oh, I didn't think this through.
On jump number 222.
Right, everybody's got to keep their head on a swivel.
Number four.
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 Woman whose name is Mary Magdalene is in the news.
Easy now.
She says she felt dehumanized when she was kicked off an airplane on account of her 22-pound boobs. Mary Magdalene is a model with boobs that weigh 22 pounds.
Does this plane make my boobs look big?
She says she was kicked off the flight because of the way she looks, and she says that the airline dehumanized her. She got at the airport earlier this week.
Dehumanized or rehumanized?
You got to rehumanize yourself, Darren.
Thank you.
This happened on Tuesday. She gets at the airport to board a flight from Toronto, or as they say, Toronto, to Dallas. Toronto to Dallas. She makes it through security. She gets on the plane, and then she was told, you got to get off the flight. She says staff told her she was being removed for wearing headphones and not listening to the instructions of the flight attendant. But Mary,
you weren't paying attention.
Mary thinks it might have something to do with the way she looks. I want you to take a look at Mary here and help me describe what we're dealing with here.
Yeah, that's a...
It's something else.
That's an attention getter.
I'm guessing that Mary's had some work done. She was wearing leggings and a sports bra at the time. And the crew kicked her off because she looked too explicit, she thinks. She went on Instagram and writes here, I was kicked off the flight for how I look. Please stop discrimination. Please, this is disgusting. I feel so embarrassed and dehumanized right now. You guys have no idea. She looks like she's had a little work done downstairs as well as upstairs. But how would you describe? I mean, she looks like a cartoon character. That was drawn by a man who's been in prison for at least 20 years.
I mean, she obviously typically doesn't have trouble with the idea of drawing attention to herself.
No. Looks like she said some work done on her lips, too. She was kicked off the flight, and she says she has plans to sue the airline, although she hasn't taken any legal action yet. Model said her biggest issue with the ordeal is she feels she was treated unfairly because of her body type. She claimed that a small-chested girl would be allowed to wear a sports bra without any issues. When she wears the sports bra...
I'm not sure she's wearing the right size.
Right. You can see, because the breasts are so large... You're able to see pretty much everything except the nipples. And then there's like a entire wall of graffiti tattoos all over them too. So you're right. It's not a matter of please don't pay attention to me. You're right. In another Instagram post, she says, I don't get how some people are saying it's okay that I would get kicked off for what I'm wearing. The point is that the same rules need to apply to everyone. It's not right to pick and choose who the rules apply to based on appearance or body type. Discrimination of any kind is not a nice feeling for anyone.
I'm pretty sure that outfit would get me kicked off the plane.
Yeah.
Just,
Right. Or invited to sit up with the pilots.
Or maybe I'm making my way up to the cockpit.
Would the middle-aged man in the sports bra like to come up here and see how we fly the plane?
You've earned your wings.
ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get you to the Quad Cities maybe about 15, 20 minutes early. I'll get a good headwind. Speaking of that, I noticed a bearded gentleman with a baseball cap walking around in a sports bra and...
yoga pants.
yoga pants. If he'd like to come up here, we've got a little presentation we'd like to do for him.
I did notice it looks as though you're traveling alone.
Looks like we have an unaccompanied silver fox in a sports bra. If you'd like to come up here and see the cockpit.
Get on up here.
She says, discrimination of any kind is not a nice feeling for anyone. If a small-chested girl wore the exact same thing, they wouldn't say anything. The discrimination of enhanced bodies, she says, is very common. Huge on social media platforms and even in real life. I'm not trying to play victim. I'm just sharing the reality of what goes on. Mary says that she has spent more than $150,000 on cosmetic surgery procedures, including...
How much money?
$150,000.
Woo!
25 years old, spent $150,000.
She's only 25.
Yeah. Yeah, she does appear to be older than that. Maybe she paid money to have the odometer... rewound. She's had boob jobs and a Brazilian butt lift. Her fans are flocking to support her, one saying, "This is so wrong. You keep doing you and we'll support you." Another says, "Sorry to read this. This world needs to evolve." I don't know, man. I don't know if she should have been kicked off the flight. But I also think that there's a lot of actual discrimination that needs to be addressed before we get to...
We don't typically do this, but... ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if I'm going to be able to land this thing. I can't get Darren off my mind. Does anyone know how to fly this thing? Because I just saw Darren in the sports bra, and it's like I forgot everything. I'm fixated. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. I am positively transfixed. Middle-aged man walking around in a sports bra has wiped my memory of any ability that I may have had to safely land this plane. So if anyone knows, you're welcome to come up here and have at it, because otherwise we are all going to crash in a fireball.
Wow.
Huh. Well, I guess
that's why you need to be kicked off the plane.
I guess I better get up there.
Yeah, I think we would be okay with Darren being discriminated against.
Well, I knew the risks. Typically, I like to, you know, when I travel, dress for comfort, but
not that comfortable.
Maybe not that comfortable.
Five.
Number five.
Guy in Pennsylvania, Green Tree, Pennsylvania. Goes to the local Burger King, and he walks in to go get himself a hamburger sandwich.
I'm going
to
get a hamburger sandwich of some kind.
Yeah, some French fried potatoes and a hamburger sandwich. I don't know what he wanted, but the reason this is news is he walked into the Burger King,
mm-hmm.
and there was nobody there.
Mm.
Not a soul.
Help yourself. That would be odd.
He opens the door. He starts looking in the kitchen. Anybody here? Hello?
Door's open.
Nobody at the Burger King. Not a soul. So, yeah, do you just start going back there and helping yourself?
Let's see if I can figure this out.
Well, this is the meat. Oh, that looks like the grill. I think I can put this together.
I think.
If you've tried to get food from a fast food restaurant recently, you may have noticed a longer wait for service. No. A viewer sent us video of one local restaurant without a single employee or customer inside. Take a look.
Showed up to this Burger King on Noblestown Road, and there is nobody in here. Nobody in here. Went through the drive-thru, nothing.
I mean, that's kind of spooky. Really? I would assume they were taken by Martians.
Or they're tied up in the bathroom.
Right! Yeah, there's been a hit.
Where am I going to find them?
Oh, no, they're in the freezer.
Just one employee showed up to work on that day, quit, then left. A manager eventually showed up to lock the doors.
Okay, I don't know if you heard that part.
Yeah.
Only one person showed up for work, and they showed up so they could quit. And then they left. And left everything open. What do I care? I don't work there anymore.
Until they could get the restaurant fully staffed, Chris Bream, who runs the Center for Local and Urban Research at the University of Pittsburgh, says this is a sign of the times.
I think employers are going to have to adjust. You know, there will probably be fewer workers out there. They're going to adapt and shift. Some employers can, you know, add more automation, can add more capital and technology to make their businesses work with fewer employees.
Yeah, that's what we need. Burger King robots.
Or pay people more. What a novel idea.
I think the answer is obvious. Automation.
O'Brien says businesses have had to deal with more Americans retiring when COVID-19 hit, along with fewer student workers returning to the labor force.
Mm. Well, whatever the case may be, no one at that Burger King. How many Burger Kings would you guess there are in the Quad Cities?
Well, there was a period where there were none.
Really?
Yeah. When I was a kid, there were Burger Kings here, and then they went away. And then they returned. And right now,
there were no Burger Kings at one point.
Yeah. I think that's right. And I don't know. Do we have 10 Burger Kings in town?
I'm counting 7 here at BK.com. There are 7 in the Quad Cities. And only 3 on the Illinois side. So, yeah, that would just terrify me. If I walked into a fast food place and there's nobody there, there's going to be bodies in the freezer.
Body snatchers.
Oh, and I got my fingerprints on the door. Oh, this is how they get me. Oh. I'm going to jail and I didn't even do anything.
I'm a patsy. I've totally been set up.
If Woody had gone right to the police, this would never have happened.
Oh, that's not
how did
life.
They know I was coming here?
Oh, they got me. They know I
because
can't say
I
no
haven't
to
been,
flame grilled.
I haven't been in
sandwiches of
a
hamburgers.
Burger King forever.
Yeah, that's a good point. I can't remember the last time I was inside of a Burger King. It's been a number of years.
True.
Yeah. Number of years.
Oh, I decide to go in.
Oh, why did I open the door? Oh, I bet there's cameras everywhere. Oh.
Oh, I've been touching everything.
Got my fingerprints on the door. Mine'll be the last prints. I gotta shave my head and skip town. Get that Jeopardy bag and start my life in Alaska.
You're going to play Jeopardy in Alaska?
No. I'm just going to use the bag that I've packed for Jeopardy.
Plan B, Alaskan Jeopardy.
I'm not even going to leave a note. I just got to go.
It's Alaskan Jeopardy is what you're playing. It's not as well known.
This is Alaska Jeopardy. And the categories are...
Recently head shaved. Dave is from Fairbanks, it says here.
That's right. Don't call me Dave, though. Don't call me Dave. We talked about this beforehand. I don't answer to that name anymore. Call me Tanya.
Yeah, you've got a sweatshirt that says Gnome Sweet Gnome. Trying to pass yourself off as an Alaskan.
That's right.
A native, don't you know?
That's right. I rode here on my snow machine. I hope there's some questions about fish and polar bears.
Huh. I've never heard it called a snow machine before.
That's what they call them.
Do they?
Yeah. That's okay. How you know you're dealing with an Alaskan.
Oh, they call them, well done.
They call them, I've done some research.
Just in case.
Sometimes I plot the escape. If you move to Alaska, you've got to know what to call a snowmobile. They call them snow machines.
Uh-huh.
It's something I've put some thought into.
Uh-huh.
You know, God forbid.
Got a little studio apartment in Barrow.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
That was Dave and Darren's top 5 things. You made it to the end. Congratulations.
Congratulations, sir.
Until we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock Island.
Come on, and it just don't stop.
East Moline,
yeah, they keeping it hot.
I'm done. Do what you want. Pull the plug.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.